Hello, and welcome to Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates go over the hills and far away in the magical land of the fairies. There's Bubba, a gnome sorcerer played by Will.
I mean, we don't know that whole story.
No, but we didn't stop to find out.
For all you know, the satyr might have, like, eaten their families.
Maybe. we could have then killed the satyr and then been friends with the fairies.
Oh, well, what do you want to do? Go back?
Well, it's too late now. The fairies have been blown off course. He's run in a bush.
Marshall the Shady, a half-orc barbarian played by Mike.
Chop, chop! There you go, that is a branch!
Can you do a couple of them?
Oh, God.
Ups, a dragonborn rogue played by Alex.
So I flip the goblins, the bird.
Yeah.
And they go, there, buttercup, there.
And I'm Jody, your dungeon master.
To the Yeti! Where's the foundling girl?
Huh?
Come back, little girl.
We're not going to hurt
Baba
you.
Ganesh?
Come back, little girl.
Baba Ganesh. Baba Ganesh is an aubergine, don't you?
All right.
Come back, little girl. Have Clementine dips.
Did you say Clementine dips?
Levantine. Levantine?
Levantine's right.
Levantine.
Yeah.
Lebanese food.
Yeah.
Baba Ganoush.
Okay.
Well, Baba Ganoush is like...
generally of the region.
It's like hummus. Like, yeah. Everyone says they invented hummus.
Yeah. It's either Turkish, Persian...
Greek.
Or Mediterranean.
Oh, the argument over who invented falafel is at the root of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Yeah.
Is that the whole reason for apartheid over there?
And the whole problem with Hamas.
Yeah.
Hamas. No.
I mean, it's literally a problem.
I mean, falafel goes really well with Hamas.
I know.
Really is.
I know.
So, like, oh no, let's not. What are we doing?
Yes.
What are we doing getting into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the middle of the haunted glen?
Okay.
That's why it was like, oh, I'm not listening to this.
You carry on following the footsteps, the tracks, if you will.
Yeah.
And just as you're rounding a corner, you can actually hear, actually now ahead of you on the path, you can hear the footsteps of a person.
Stomping in
rhythm
above you.
All of a sudden, I would like Ups for you, please, to do a charisma saving throw, please. You're at the back.
Yeah. 15. What do I see?
You feel sort of like a wind on your back and like a shiver as someone's like walked over your grave, and as soon as you look behind you, there's nothing there, just like the whisper of a wind.
I've been fucking cursed, haven't I?
No, you pissed off a fucking ghost, mate.
I didn't do much. I was just like, are you real?
They hate it when you put your hand inside them.
Up them.
They don't like it up them, Captain Mannering.
That's two Black Dad's Army references today.
Really? All the Dad's Army references?
Okay, I spin around with my torch.
Okay.
Carry on. Up the
wayward son.
Haunted path.
Help me when you were done. Don't you cry, no.
Family.
You round the corner, and yeah, it's almost as if maybe the foundling heard you as well, because she's whirled round. She's standing in the middle of the path with her sword in an on guard position. Stop following me.
Hello. You're right.
Yeah. No.
Why?
Because yeah, you're following
like,
me.
You look like you're lost and you could like.
What's your name? Is it Ling? Because we found Ling.
She doesn't even break a smile.
Classic dad jokes.
I am pissing myself.
How old is this family?
I'm like leaning over and I go, yeah. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Look, I love that we have to role play you finding me funny.
Let me roll to see if I find Will's joke funny.
I didn't need to roll for it. It was funny. And my character found it funny as well.
Oh, bless you.
No, but she's not amused as well. No, look, you're ruining everything. I don't need any help.
But you're in the wrong place.
I literally told you all she was not going to be down with a bunch of scraggly looking.
You're clearly a human. You're clearly not from here. You're a foundling.
Shh.
Talking to the foundling.
All right.
Conversation. Jesus Christ. Sorry, as I was saying, like, you're clearly
what
a human.
What was that you were saying?
She's a wee bird. No, she's just continuing. Just,
look, you're clearly a human.
So I was just saying that.
What were you saying? Well, go on. No,
I actually can't remember.
No, exactly. Yeah.
It's funny when Alex does it.
I say all that.
What do you say? Go do it again.
You're clearly a human. You're clearly not from here. You're clearly not like anyone else. We're not like anyone else. Mm. We're from the planar world. We come from where you were, I guess, taken from when you were a wee little baby. And then you were going to marry Bluebeard? Yeah, we ran away from him. He was a twat. He beat him in arm wrestling twice.
No!
Yes. And then we had to run away because we wanted to do him favours. You had to toss a salad.
I had it. It probably was going to send you off to me, in fairness. I had to run away. I found out who took me from my home, and now I'm going to get revenge.
Is it the witch or the queen?
That wasn't a very girly voice. Do it again with a girlier voice.
Wait, is it a girl? We've established it's a foundling.
She's a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, right, okay. So
yeah, it's a 13-year-old.
I remember that now. I'll do a slight.
No,
I mean,
that's not helping.
No, you know. No. You just have to use your imagination.
Yeah, she wants
to.
Yeah.
Your character. Are you going to put it for like a picture?
I don't do very good voices. I even forget to do the doggy voice.
I quite like that. Because then you remember it overcompensate. I mean, like,
yeah,
exactly. Oh, good point.
Well, so, you know, most of the characters you meet sound a bit like me.
Until they remember that they're not you.
And then the sorceress. Yeah, the sorceress sounded a bit different.
Linwood was my favourite because he'd start talking like you and then he'd just suddenly turned into like Neil
from the Young Ones.
Yeah.
No, look, I found out who took me from my family.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my revenge.
Who was it? Was it the Queen or
I
the
love
Hag?
Revenge.
We're all about revenge and stuff.
Look, it's really, really dangerous. Have you heard of the Giant King?
No, but we're off to see an ice wizard.
Oh, that loser.
And a Yeti.
Yeti. He wants a Yeti.
Yeti's cool.
Well, I want to ride one. He wants the skin one. He wants a Yeti coat.
Endangered beasts, the Yeti.
See,
that
it's all right
it
to ride
better.
Them.
wait. How do you know I'm human? How do you know I'm a foundling?
Because you look like a human. There's tons of you where we live. You're like the dominant species.
Actually, truth be told.
Well, we know what a human is because you're like the dominant species in the lands that we live in.
So
is that true? I don't really know anything about D&D.
Yeah, I'd say human.
Are there human? So I could have been a human.
You're half human. You're half orc, half human. Like, this is the second series like you.
What? So humans exist?
Jesus.
What did you think Linwood and the Baron were then?
Yeah.
They were all humans.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Like, we generally work for humans.
Aldridge was a human, except when he was a shape-shifting doppelganger.
Yeah.
What did you think was at the root of your crippling self-confidence?
Yeah, I knew this.
So like, there's tons of you. Like I say, you're the dominant species where we come
from.
So,
what did you get taken? Did they take you as well?
No, we're on a mission from Skullguard, which is a land in the Prime Realm. Yeah, one of the many lands in the Prime Realm where we live.
And take your word for it.
We're on a mission. We found a little portal that goes to and from.
I didn't even know I was kidnapped until a week ago. I found all this shit out and... Sorry.
That's all right.
The Queen doesn't like swear words.
Oh, do you know the Queen?
Unfortunately.
What's she like?
She fit.
Would she?
She's the most beautiful creature in this land.
Would she find him more attractive in a Yeti coat?
I mean,
I gotta keep my pimp hand strong.
You're gonna make a pizzle cane out of the Yeti penis.
Tell you what, I learned about pizzle canes. Pizzles are penises, dried penises.
It was on the queue.
No such thing as a fish.
What?
Well, and then they made canes out of pizzles.
As in a whale's
penis.
Like
a walking cane.
Yeah.
No, you can make them out of just any
animal.
Penises.
But what animal has a penis long enough to be a walking stick?
They stretch it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Are you going to Google it?
Wait.
Are you going to see how long your pizzle is?
I don't think there's an area in the D&D players.
Oh, you're looking at your pizzle stick.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, you've got a...
Yours is a snake.
Thanks, mate.
Fucking anaconda over there.
So, who kidnapped you?
So the king of the giants is in charge of all that stuff. He sends out the kidnappers,
right.
The snatchers.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, you look riled up and brave as hell, but that armor's gonna do nothing. Like, you need some backup.
It says classy on the arse. I mean, that's not classy armour, I'm telling you now.
I've got this, she says. And as you look at the sword kind of glows magically, and then in a sort of sing-song voice from the sword, you just sort of hear, maybe they could help us.
Wait, who did you steal that sword from?
Shh, she goes.
Who did you steal the singing sword from?
It's my sword, all right? It's mine now.
Yeah,
I didn't steal it, all right?
Well,
it, they, and...
What's their pronouns?
Sword.
Singing sword.
Singing
what's
sword.
Your pronoun?
I don't really mind. It's the most out-of-tune singing sword.
I know, right?
Heard. Because I'm a drummer. Come on, I'm not a singer.
Why didn't you have a drumming sword?
Oh, because it's called the singing sword.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of getting around it.
If you've met the Ice Wizard, do you know where there's a source of magic that we can refresh our stones in?
Ooh. Wait. Refresh your stones? Is this a euphemism?
Dude, you're 13. Where have you been learning this shit?
There's a 42-year-old male brain.
We need to dip our magic stones in the magic sauce.
I don't know about
you made it up, don't laugh.
That's my dragon.
I don't know about
you. Just
want to
dip them like you would with a tea bag.
Give
just,
a good dunk.
Just dipping, giving it a little dunk.
A little fresh.
I don't know anything about any of that.
All right, I'll tell you what then. If we help you kill the king of the giants, will you show us the way to the wizard?
We already know the way to the wizard.
Well, you had a guide, right, through the glass mountains?
Did we? We didn't get to the glass mountains.
No, we just had a snail.
We just had the snails.
Mm. Oh, no, the dog. Does the dog count as a guide?
Yeah.
He's fucked off. Well, he's back with these. I told him to wait for the snails.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
Just come to our snails for this.
Look,
we've got racing snails.
And then we can go into.
Are they racist?
Racing.
Oh, right. She's just going to say, what have they been doing?
I've got.
Just telling inappropriate jokes all the way.
I've got to lay low, that's why I can't take the road of fortune, she says. I'm going to cross the Malachite Bridge, and I'm going to go to the king's castle. And I'm gonna slit his throat.
Can I see the map?
In his
show
sleep.
Show us on the map, then.
Show us on map. Where's
right?
Show us on map. Where?
Point to where you're going.
Where's the king? Giant's castle's down there.
Over the Malachite Bridge.
Over the Malachite Bridge. All right. So we're up there. She's gonna go down there. Well, I tell you what. It's kind of a long way round, but if you come with us to the Crystal Castle caves, and then go see the wizard. We'll come down to the... We'll take you down on the snails, who are lightning fast. No one can stop us. We'll take you down to the giant's castle and help you kill the giant king.
Wait, what was that?
Can you do a persuasion check, please?
I thought it was pretty persuasive, wasn't it? Because, to be fair, that's a 16 plus...
So we know. We have to, like, play the game, at least.
Persuasion. 18. That's an 18. With all the love in the world, love, have you ever slain a giant before?
No, have you?
Wait. Do we know that it's a
couple of
like...
really big people, some trolls.
is he king of the giants, or is he a giant king? Because all the kings are like 5'6". He might only be 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Right, I see what you mean. No. We've killed
a lot of people.
We are very nice, and you should come with us.
I literally haven't killed anyone. Oh, no, that's not...
No, really.
What, mister? I'm going to fucking kneecap you with my stone arrow.
It's like the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
You literally took a guy's kneecap.
I feel like I've calmed down a little bit.
I mean, it's been a few episodes.
I think it's just been watching you, crazy fucks.
I think it's been a few episodes since we murdered anything, but... You know, I mean, killed, not murdered, self-defense.
I've tried.
You've tried and failed.
Let's go halfway, butchered.
Mildly inconvenient. I would definitely, could really do with chopping something.
My friend wants to chop things, so we'll definitely help you kill a giant. I mean, you could have a giant skull hat.
More chop chop.
You could get a giant skull hat.
And then I could come home with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you like what, because we could find out from the Giant King where he took you from and then take you back there.
Okay.
Yeah. Done.
Before we murder him.
All right, but I can't be captured. I don't want to go back there.
Neither can we.
Okay.
We shouldn't be here either.
No, you shouldn't.
We're clearly not from round here.
Not from round these parts.
So let's go kill a giant. Nice.
Meanwhile, Glenn is listening to everything.
I thought you were going to the ice caves.
We're going to the ice caves first. To see the crystal.
So we head back out towards the snails.
Can you real quick for me, do please another charisma saving throw?
Oh, this fucking ghost. 16. Again.
Yeah, as you all sort
and I
of...
I go, whoa!
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, something.
Spooky ghost.
It's Glenn. It's fucking Glenn.
It is. I mean, yeah, it should be. His name's blatantly Glenn the ghost. Come on.
Hello.
I mean, he's an elf, so it's like Glenn Findal or something like that, but Glenn.
Glenn Fiddick.
Glenn Fiddick the ghost.
Hello, I'm Jim.
Okay.
I'm so named because I spell Petey.
You seen a ghost in here? What's your name? Foundling.
So,
what do they call you here?
Miranda.
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 Nice.
That's a lovely name.
Mandy.
they call me
Little
Miranda.
Dabs.
Dib Dabs.
Little Dabs. She's Mandy.
Oh, I can't believe the ghost failed. It only managed to frighten a dog, and it failed twice to possess you. That would have been fun if you'd have been possessed by a ghost, though. I would have controlled your body. or something. Okay. Yeah. Why are you hitting yourself? Okay.
Sucks to be you, DM.
Sucks to be you.
Why are you buying squid coin?
Squid coin.
Why are you buying ghost coin? I mean, no one buys that.
Oh, my money.
Yeah, Dylan will invest in Dogecoin. And yeah, when you get back, you retrace your steps and you get back to the snails, and Dylan is there kind of like whimpering and hiding behind one of the... Is it gone? Is it gone?
It's gone, Dylan.
Oh,
it's fine.
That's scary.
It was all right. It was fine.
Oh, what? You found the foundling?
Yeah, that's what it's foundling. Oh. Mandy, Dylan, Mandy.
All right. Hello?
Stop talking to yourself.
So what's the plan? What's the plan? We've got...
Ice caves.
Well, Miranda's going to answer what the plan is.
She's going to take us to...
I love it when we've got two MPs.
it's fine.
Jump on the snails.
Well, you wanted to go see the Ice Wizard, right?
Oh,
so you're
going
to go see the Ice Wizard.
Yeah.
Well,
by snail.
Yeah, the snails are only going to take us so far. And you get back on your snails and you speed off towards these glass mountains that are in the distance. I know I said I'd have a hard stop at 4, But let's play for a bit longer and maybe do a fight with a Yeti.
Sounds good.
Yeah?
I came to fight Yetis.
So let's do that.
I came to fight Yetis and eat burgers and I finished my burger.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do a bit of that then. You have to leave the snails behind. Do you tether them again?
No, we said they're home back to, what's those chops?
Okay, so they return home to Norman.
Yeah, okay. I mean, because we're going round.
Bye, Buttercup.
Bye, Buttercup. I give her a stroke and I'd be like, you'll be good. You'll be good. And I pick up some grass and then...
Would have been better if she was Garlic Buttercup.
Oh. I mean, snails are good, but snails with garlic butter. Mm.
I don't know, because then you can't really taste them.
You can't taste them. It's all garlic and butter.
Yeah, they are basically a vessel for garlic butter.
Yeah. They're really more about the...
garlic.
Consistency.
Yeah.
And the flavour.
Yeah.
It just allows you to have...
I've never enjoyed an escargot. Never enjoyed it.
Oh, fucking lovely, love it, mate. Oh.
Never enjoyed it. Never.
Love it.
I've never had it and been like, that's really nice.
Maybe lush. There wasn't enough garlic and butter on it.
Maybe.
Anyway, bye, Garlic Buttercup.
Bye, Garlic Buttercup. Be good for Daddy. Mummy.
My girl.
It's weird because you said Daddy. Anyways, because you
want to
fight a Yeti, I am a kind of benevolent DM, so I will let you fight a Yeti. But it's purely because I want you to, right?
Yeah.
Not because you want to as well. You enter the foothills of this snowy domain. They're called the Glass Mountains, but they're not made of glass. They're just, that's a cool name.
Obviously. It would be really weird if they were made of glass.
I'm
going to
take out my dagger and...
The magic dagger?
No, just a dagger.
Okay.
So have you got the magic dagger? Is it him that's got the magic dagger?
I believe so, yeah.
I've got the mirror.
Mirror and the dagger.
Yeah.
The dagger,
yeah. Because they're a set piece, right?
Yeah.
I've got a javelin of lightning.
Yep. And you have the gloves of missile snaring.
Yeah.
I've got the box of dice rolling.
And the wand of magic missiles.
Oh, yeah.
And the python staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut off 4 bits of fabric and 4 little bits of rope and fashion little booties for Dylan so his feet don't get cold.
Dude.
In the snow.
Oh, thanks.
That's all right.
I thought, when we first met, I thought you were a bit of a dickhead.
You were a bit of a dickhead as well, but you're all right.
You're all right. It's just one of them friendships, you know. At first you're like, right, yeah. But me and Marshall, instantly, like, you know, we were like...
He gave you a hat. Yeah, I get
it's
it.
It's my boy.
I get it.
It's my
hat
boy.
Hat rose.
Yeah. We cut off a bit of the Yeti and make a little cape for Dylan as well when we kill the Yeti.
There's a path to follow here, as with anywhere, sometimes over sort of narrow spur bridges like this, which span, unfathomable depths of gorges. There's obviously no handrails or safety rails at all. A howling wind passes through this labyrinthine, collection of valleys of sharp rock and impossibly high mountains. You make your way through some deep snow that's really, really hard to traverse. You're sort of like almost up to here in it, and you almost lose your way in the blizzards that cut across you. Remember when we were skiing? And
yeah,
we went,
I was just thinking about that. Oh,
this is like that button lift.
Oh, that was...
I was thinking of the first screaming day when you and me went up the top.
That button lift was the worst. Right? But yeah, I was just screaming at the cold. To keep myself warm. Yeah.
you see frozen in the ice, what look like corpses of maybe previous lost explorers who are just like frozen in columns of ice. Dylan's like, I smell goblins. They're all around us. They seem to be following us, herding us to something. And
herding us? But we're going our own...
Yeah, but, we, you know, they're kind of like, you know...
Go our own way.
Yeah, they're herding you towards a Yeti, which standing in the middle of, you know, they're supposed to be hard to see or whatever, but this one's just, it's got, yeah, the shaggy white fur that I showed you in the book.
There she is.
There he is. And, in fact, let's leave that there.
God, we can make an ashtray out of the hands.
Boot stand, we can make umbrella
boots
stand.
Out of the feet.
Yeah.
An extra Yeti hat. Some dentures out of the teeth. Oh, this is going to be great.
Horns for drinking out of.
Yeah. It seemed to blend into the scenery at first. And, you know, it's snowy camouflage.
Bless you. Is that the call of the Yeti?
Yes.
Back.
And you sort of sense the presence of the goblins around you as they're kind of driving you towards this specific place. You see the entrance to the ice crystal caves beyond. Yeah, behind the tall frame of this Yeti, which unfolds from the snowy tundra around it, you see the entrance to the ice caves beyond it. But it roars and howls, and the howl is picked up and echoes around the valley. And on a distant mountaintop, you just see a of an avalanche just start. As the howl of this thing seems to have sparked off an avalanche, but we'll worry about that later. Can you all roll initiatives for me, please?
Well, I think Mikey should just roll initiative because he's the one who wants to kill it. So off you go. I wanted to ride it, so it's all yours, Marshall. Off you go.
Dangerous species, apparently.
Yeah.
18.
Oh, motherfucker.
So Marshall is on 19.
9.
Do you get a plus?
Oh, I don't know.
14.
What would that be?
Plus...
Initiative is next to your AC.
3. 17, then.
So I got 11.
What does the Yeti get?
Oh, crap.
What does the Yeti get?
What does the Yeti say?
Okay, let's rattle through this then and kill a fucking Yeti, because why not? It might do some damage to you, though. Marshall the Shady... standing before you is the frame of a mighty Yeti. It's unfolded itself from the snowy tundra around itself, and it just stands in your path, roaring defiantly and flashing razor-sharp teeth and claws at you. What do you do?
All right. There's like... talk to me again about Divine Fury.
Okay, so when you're raging...
Yeah.
You get...
So I want to rage, I think.
Okay. When you're raging, you are able to channel the power of Grumsh, the god of the orcs.
Oh, yeah, Grumsh.
Your boy Grumsh. So you are blessed by the gods.
True.
And you have a divine path, a divine destiny, and Grumsh channels power through you to achieve that destiny. What it means is your first attack on a creature when you're raging does extra thunder damage.
Thunder damage. Love it.
Well, it should be necrotic, but it's either necrotic or radiant, but I think that's a bit boring. And Grumsh is a thunder god, a storm god, so I thought thunder would be better. You can make it lightning. But thunder is just like a booming noise of thunder as your axe hits.
I love it.
Like
all
the
right.
Shout of Grumsh himself.
Okay, so I'm gonna rage. We're gonna get a bit of Divine Fury. I'm going at him with my great axe.
Okay.
That's the one I use for everything. But now I need to be really careful because I don't want to damage his coat.
I was thinking this. I was like, oh, I could burn him. Oh, no, I'd burn all the hair off.
Yeah, no burning. We're going...
I mean, you can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs.
Yeah, no, but I mean, do I go for the neck? Maybe I just chop his foot off, right off the bat, to try to slow him down.
You want to get behind him and go for the back
and
of the head,
to
be honest
start
with you.
And not have to double handle that umbrella stand you've got
planned. So, yeah, you just run up to him raging and attack him, but you're going to attack in this in a specific way, which you're going to tell me about now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go for the feet.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
So we can just try to just chop his foot off.
right off the bat. Keep all the large
the rest of it intact.
Areas looking good. Uh-huh. But it's going to slow him down to help everyone else.
This is an 8 foot tall monster as well. So there's a lot of fur.
Yeah. But I think chopping the feet off is a good
way to start. I mean, if we all want a coat, and the dog, you know, there's...
Yeah. Do I...
Roll your attack roll twice. And That's add your great axe modifier, which is under attacks.
So my attack... so what? Plus six.
Yeah, plus six.
On a d20.
Yeah. And you do extra damage when you're raging, and you do extra thunder damage when you divine smite.
Seven and six,
13. It's a hit. These things aren't very fast.
Yeah, they'll be slower with no feet.
So roll your damage. It's d12. Let's get you some dice.
I forgot to bring any dice today, you know, guys.
Oh,
it's all right. There's plenty of dice there.
And what does the thunder damage do, please?
The thunder damage is a d6. And half your barbarian level.
Okay. So d6 plus 1, plus 2 for raging, plus the normal 4. So plus 7 to this.
Plus 7 to this.
Yes.
12 plus 2 plus 7, 14 and 7, 21.
Oh! The Yeti howls in pain, setting off another avalanche on the opposite side of the valley, as yet its foot is severed from its leg.
Fuck me.
I mean, that's nearly half its hit points in one
run up,
in one
grab the foot, put it in the bag. I like that.
Run up, stick your umbrella in it.
Trying to think of that.
Miranda goes, wow, you guys are really strong. And she sort of dashes in with the sword going, and she sort of like just sticks it up carefully into a meaty part of the Yeti. This thing howls as it gets a little sword bite in the armpit, let's say. Ups.
I am going to use my short bow on this bad boy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an arrow, so I can just aim anywhere, really. It's a little hole. We can patch a little hole.
Okay.
Yeah, we can patch.
That's 11. A d12,
but...
Oh.
Well,
there we go. 13.
Okay, it's a hit with your arrow.
Nice. It's 1d6 plus 3.
There's an ally within 5 feet of it, so you get to sneak attack.
Oh, nice. In that case, I can take an extra 2d6 damage with an attack or another, with a ranged weapon. With a finesse.
It's 2d6.
Yes, it's 2d6 there.
Do you know what? That's still nice. The thing I really struggle with. So, remembering
1d6 plus 3.
So 3d6 plus 3.
3d6 plus 3.
How do you...
6.
I'm just remembering all that, oh, well, you're near an ally, 13. So you could...
16.
You can perform fellatio while chatting or whatever. Do you know what I mean, though?
What? I was rolling my attack. I just went in. I just came back to the conversation. You were like performing fellatio.
Yeah,
what?
That's it.
Well, rogues, you know, they're special.
Right.
Yeah, their special thing is sneak attack. So rogues know vulnerable parts of the body or special strikes that are particularly painful. And there's a certain mechanic for when a rogue can get...
No, absolutely. The thing I'm impressed with is remembering the mechanic.
Yeah.
First of all, remembering, A, that Alex is a rogue. Because I can't even remember what my character is, never mind what everyone else's is.
I just remembered humans exist.
First of all, remembering that, and then remembering the mechanics of that specific rogue.
Yeah.
Without in any way looking it up. I've got hiccups at the same time. Okay. Sorry.
You're getting excited. Have a drink of water. The thing is... Playing a rogue,
yeah.
Kind of all the time you're thinking, can I attack and get sneak attack? Because it's your main thing that you do.
Yeah, that's still some of your wallet.
Yeah, hope so.
So always, you know, you want to try and get advantage on the attack roll, or you want to get an ally fighting. Because the kind of thematic reason there is the Yeti is fighting Marshall and Miranda. And so he's like presenting a weak spot or a vulnerable spot to Ups, who's able to then just go, hey, 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 chink. And he sort of, the Yeti falls down to one knee, the injured leg, and just sort of crumples underneath him. He's got a sword wound up here, and he's now got an arrow sticking out of his neck. Dylan,
sit.
Even the fucking dog rolled better than me.
Initiative.
Fuck
yeah, well, unfortunately, the Yeti rolled a 5. I mean, I think I rolled a 4. I get +1. So, Dylan's just like, I think you guys have got this.
Right.
Finish him off, Baba. It's your go.
I'm gonna snake the bitch.
Snake.
I'm gonna throw in the snake stick.
Oh crikey! Okay. Did we write the snake stats?
Oh, it might be on that sheet. Is it on that sheet? Oh. No, it's on the first one. That one.
Right.
Oh,
that one there.
Yeah, sorry, that one.
Okay, on your turn, you can mentally command the snake if it is within 60 foot of you. All right, you can use an action to speak the command word, which is, snake.
Slytherin!
Slytherin! The staff becomes...
Oh, wait, we better not use that one. We might get sued by...
Oh, J.K. Rowling, because she said,
sorry, I'm biking over. Fucking turf.
Wow.
Wow. Let's have a look at a giant constrictor snake and see what it does to a...
Is it giant? Is it a giant constrictor?
That's the name of it.
I thought it was poisonous. Oh, man.
So it's a giant constrictor snake.
Make sure you tell it to be careful with the fur.
No, well, it's just going to...
Constrictor, it's just going to squish it.
Yeah, that was...
So...
Because all I've got other than that is like magic missiles and stuff like that that's going to...
Burst into flame.
Yeah, do damage.
So let's say the command word is Serpentus or something like that, because that's less likely to get me sued. Serpentus! And you sort of like the... You throw the staff...
No one listens to this.
Except for J.K. Rowling.
She's on one listener. Yeah,
this is her next book. It's like The Worst Witch all over again.
The Worst Witch, Wizard of Earthsea, anything, Unseen University. Oh, yeah, she ripped off loads of stuff, but... Sold loads and made loads of money.
And entertained a generation.
And then was a bit homophobic on Twitter.
Transphobic.
Oh, is it? Okay, right.
Tough.
Yeah. Right. So you throw the staff into the air, speak the command word Serpentus, and in midair you see this staff not just change and become a snake, but also grow into like a giant constrictor snake. Which then lands at the feet. Let's say it lands. Depending on, roll the d20 and see how good the hit is, and see if this thing grapples onto the Yeti. It's +6.
6, so 12.
Okay, you do 2d8 +4 damage to it.
Chuck us a d8. Oh, I haven't got a d8 out yet.
You've really got the hiccups, haven't you?
I really do. Sorry.
That's all right.
Peanut butter cups.
It's funny. I love that. I once had hiccups for a whole, 2 weeks.
Right, so 2 of those.
2 of those, and it's 5, dead.
5.
And +4.
3.
So 8 +4 is 12. It's grappled. So, yeah, basically, you throw the snake through the air, and it manages to land round its neck, instantly constrict, and this thing just, the thing's neck snaps, and it just... The eyes go cold and its tongue lolls out the side and bangs to the floor. Dead. Didn't even get to attack or do its chilling gaze or anything like that.
What a pussy.
Nothing.
But,
I mean, this guy has nothing on a sign on the side of the road.
No, that sign of the road kicked your ass.
But Yeti
fucking
took him out like nothing, mate.
You did notice, the unnatural howl when you cut into its leg. It just felt extreme pain from that blow, and it never recovered, really.
In the background, you can see its three pups. Just coming out of a cave. Blah, hats.
No, but as a good ending point, dare I say it, as you're kind of all congratulating each other and, you know, Marshall's standing with his foot on top of the beast that you've all felled together.
I'm going to quite the quickly say serpentis before my walking stick starts strangling other people.
It turns back into a pizzle cave.
Yeah.
Dylan, where are the goblins now?
Oh, fuck. As yeah, like, there's just snowy ice goblins. They just, like, a whole pack of them, 30 or more, just seem to be, like, now riding almost the avalanche down towards where you are.
And that's where we are next time.
I'm ready.
Couple of puffballs and flame.
There we go,
air.
Gents. Well, thank you very much.
Well done.
Cheers, everyone.
Good work.
Whee!
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Centre of the Universe. Thanks to Will for all his help with the audio production. Thanks as always to Dave for our awesome theme tune. You can check out Dave online if you search for Defective Penguin Games. Thanks to Dan Byron for our artwork for season 2. You can find Dan if you Google Good Egg Comic. And thanks as always, wonderful listener, to you for listening all the way to the end and hearing me prattle on. We'll be back next time with more adventures from the magical land of fairies. But until then, bye!